smartphones. I believe medical authorities are warning against taking your smartphone into the dunny, into the toilet. So may I suggest post quickly and get off the toilet?
That's the message at the moment for those people who are spending too long, because they're developing a painful condition, believe it or not.
Wow.
A gastroenterologist, and I actually had to see one for another reason last month as well. We actually were discussing this, and I thought it was only a matter of time before it came up. He revealed he had to surgically remove a giant hemorrhoid. Apologies if you're eating breakfast.
Oh,
a 23-year-old woman, and have treated another 15 young people in the last 18 months for no other explanation they can find apart from their lengthy bathroom scrolling time. So some of these people, he said, spend 20, 25 minutes, half an hour on average in the toilet. Now, he said, I realise that some people actually take their smartphone in the toilet because they want to be connected, but they're spending 20 minutes plus while in there in the toilet as well. So the Royal Australian College of Surgeons said that sphincter control declines and blood clots develops when you spend too long on the toilet. So this can lead to hemorrhoidal disease similar to excessive straining as well. So the message out of this is, get in, get out. Otherwise, you can develop a medical condition. You might want to leave your smartphone out there because you just sit there and just scroll, people.
Have we got to that as a society where you've got to take the smartphone to the toilet? Because it used to be take the paper to the toilet, didn't it?
Exactly right, but so many people seem to do it. And, you know, I was actually in a public toilet the other day and some bloke was sitting there having this long conversation on there. I thought, we all know you're in the toilet, including the bloke on the other end of the phone from me, mate.
Wow. All right, now let's clean it up a little bit, eh? Let's look at the worst passwords of 2020, and I believe they've just been released.
They have, and then we're just as bad as we always are again. So every year, as we get towards the end of the year, the world's worst passwords are always generated on there. Turns out millions of people are still using 123456 or password for your login credentials. We've got to stop doing this. Over the last year or so, we keep telling you about this. I think we've lost count the amount of time we brought up passwords, haven't we? But people still use the six zeros in a row or 123123. They actually take less than a second to crack. That's how quick they are. 123456 has actually been breached more than 23 million times alone. And people go along and look at their keyboards down there and they say, well, this is, I'll put this one in. So if you look at the top of the keyboard, you'll see QWERTY on there as well. And then they put the UIOP. So they just type the whole series of letters on your keyboard or they use the next row down as well. They can actually be cracked very easily as well. This year, Picture One ranked third on the words on the list as well. That's a terrible password as well. People are 1,000,002 with a capital M on there. That's actually been breached more than 162,000 times. Once again, no words in your password. Put numbers in the middle of them and put a special character on the end of it as well. But turn on two-factor authentication.
We hear that from banks when we change our passwords from doing our banking online with an upper and lowercase letter, a number in there, and maybe even a symbol just to make it different. Because if you're going to go 123456, say, for example, you might as well not have a password, and it completely defeats the purpose, doesn't it, Richard?
That's exactly right.
Okay, let's move on to e-books. Are we buying and downloading more since the COVID-19?
Look, I think we are. So, a lot of people would have just downloaded ebooks to iPads and their phones as well out there as well. So for the first 8 months of 2020, adult fiction sales were up 12%. So this is just book sales on there as well, compared to the same period in 2019 as well. But adult non-fiction was slightly lagging down 1%. In Australia, we don't actually measure ebooks. We're the only country in the world who doesn't do that. But the UK market was up 30%. The US market was up 18%. But one online Australian retailer claims that sales during the pandemic were up 60%. So it turns out we are getting more used to buying and reading books on our devices, which I think, that's good. But you know what, Lee? I love books. Turning that page.
And you hear that from a lot of people too. They prefer to buy the hard copy book, something you can keep, something you can have in your hand while you're reading the book and flick through the pages. Exactly. So I'm right with you on that one, Richard.
Exactly.
Call us old-fashioned, but there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.